Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Lewis in Orlando. Fantastic to have you call. Welcome.
Thanks.
Good morning, this is Rachel and Reggie from Fort Irwin, California.
Hi, Rachel and Reggie. Good morning. Wonderful to have you on the call with us this morning.
Yeah. Tom Platt from Cincinnati.
Pat from Cincinnati. Did I hear John from Cincinnati?
That's correct.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, Garrett is looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. It's going to be fantastic. Going to knock it out of the park. So good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody. As Sylvia said, it is going to be fantastic in Ohio. We are looking forward to it. Duran and Nicole Barnes are going to host an absolutely fantastic event. We love the time we get to spend together with the whole team that is out there. It is going to be a brilliant event. And again, thank you to all of you who sent so many messages on Facebook, whether you posted on our wall, whether you were a person that sent us an email or sent us a chat, which is a whole new experience for me, looking at those chats and as they come in from Facebook, or, you know, sent us an email or sent us a voicemail or just indeed spoke with us yesterday. We always want you to know that we appreciate the time that you take to thank us, but understand those calls got generated from all of the great work and the opportunities that we have to spend with great people who are prepared to practice, who are prepared to get better, who are willing to look at what it is that they're doing on a daily basis, who are willing to measure it so that they can move it and they can get better and help other people. Now, why do they want to get better? Because they understand two things. When you learn something and do it, that's linear. In other words, it's linear income. You're getting better. You're trading hours for money. When you teach it, you get the leverage. You get the potential for geometric growth that can truly free you up. It's that duplication that creates that lifestyle. You've got a group of diamonds who are very focused on making that happen. So I started to review last night. It was very late in the morning. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, after a gentleman that left her home last night, 11:30 last night, and we did a call after that, and then we prepared for the call here this morning. And I started thinking to myself, what are some of the key elements that make the difference in success here in network marketing, but anywhere that you look in life? And I started thinking about those as a carry-on from yesterday's call, but it's extra points that will make the difference. The first thing that I truly believe, and you can see it in somebody and you know whether the lights are on or not, is that success begins with a burning desire. Now, people ask the question, I hear it regularly, what do you mean by a burning desire? I can simply say to them, well, how strong is your desire? Is it strong enough to do what's necessary? In other words, is it so strong that all you're truly focused on is what it is that you want to achieve as opposed to the steps along the way? Because I can tell by how strong somebody's desire is, by not only the detail by which they describe it, but how focused they are on what it is that they want to achieve. If they start being overly focused on the steps it takes to get there, I understand that their desire is not that strong because now they're focused on the effort. They're not focused on what it is that they want to achieve. You know, one of the things that we have to have a desire that's strong enough, and maybe you want to write this one down, but you want to have a desire that's strong enough not only to do what's necessary. What does that mean? It's to have the discipline to do what you know you should do even though you do not feel like doing it. Isn't that interesting? So how strong a desire do I need? I need a desire that's strong enough to do what's necessary. Now, what does that mean when the rubber meets the road? You know, when we were talking, when we're coaching with people, you know, when you talk with people like Amy Phillips, and she says, you know what, even though I'm tired, I got done what I wanted to get accomplished, and it's amazing how much better I felt about myself because I truly understand that success is not found at the end of the corridors of comfort. There's a little bit of overcoming is part of the becoming. It not only grows you physically, it grows you spiritually and mentally. And if you become the type of person who then wants to teach to others what it is that you've learned. In other words, you want to have a desire that's strong enough to do what's necessary, to have the discipline to do what you know you should do, even though you don't feel like doing it. But you know what burns me up about network marketing and one of the challenges with people, many people in this industry? It's like many people who sell a lot of things. You know, it's when they create unrealistic expectations. You know, Freddie Minifield is a fantastic personal trainer, and I know he would take issue with other personal trainers who would go out there and train and tell people you can lose weight without doing anything. In other words, they create unrealistic expectations in order to get clients and customers, but very quickly those clients and customers go away. Why? They created unrealistic expectations that they couldn't meet. In other words, they overpromised and underdelivered. You know, what is it if you look at our industry? When has it become really a bad word that it requires hard work or practice? Think about the beauty of the network marketing industry. I want you to think about what it is that we have here. We have a business that we can start part-time. There's a low cost of entry. There's a short learning curve. There is no ongoing overhead. There is unlimited income potential. There is an incredible lifestyle that you get to live and an incredible quality of life. In other words, that's what's available that's out there. What does that mean? In other words, we're involved in the business that when you get good at it and when you find the four people that you're looking for, the payoff is unlike anything else that you can find out there. Personal satisfaction, until you've had somebody literally come across the stage off there and give you the biggest hug and the biggest kiss and the biggest appreciation to say, wow, together I've got to places that I never thought myself, my family would go. My children are in private school. We're in the house of our dreams. We're driving the car that we love. You can't believe how fantastic our relationship, all the stress that we don't have. We love just giving our time to charity. We love the monies that we can give to our church. We love who we've become along the way. And what we love even more are the people that we're helping and that we are seeing growing and that we are mentoring. Until you've been there, you just don't know what that is like. That's the payoff. It's unlike anything else that is out there in the world. So why do we have to undersell the process? Because truthfully, the process is easy. All the first of all that we need to be willing to do is be willing to push ourselves a little. Be willing to be disciplined. People say, well, why do I want to talk about that? We all, if you're on this call and perhaps you have children, you feel comfortable with the process of teaching them that, in other words, a little bit of hard work is required. A little bit of practice is required because it'll make the difference. I love this, and I want you to write this down. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. By nature, men and women are alike. By nature, men and women are alike. By practice, they get to be wide apart. Listen to what I just said. By nature, men and women are alike. By practice, they get to be wide apart. In other words, I believe that God does not play favorites. I believe that God does not give us a vision to frustrate us. I believe that God gives us those things. We truly believe with every cell of our being and a fiber of our being that truly he gives us that for us to understand what's in us. How do we get it out of us? Perhaps it's through prayer and practice. Perhaps it's through prayer and practice. That's how we get it out of ourselves, so we can actually go out there and win. So in other words, what is it that we want to do? You want to win first in your head and then go out there and win it in life. I believe that when everything that you do, you want to win it first in your head and then go out there and win it in life. Let me give you a great example. You know, as part of our business and everything that we want to do, whether it's inviting somebody, whether it's creating a list, no matter what it is that you want to do in our business, you want to first visualize yourself in your head making that happen, and then you go out there and make it happen. So often we go through our day mindlessly. When we have opportunities, when we're going to daydream, what do we want to daydream about? Being successful. we can practice in our heads some of the things that are going to help us to be better. Perhaps it's better at connecting with people. We can visualize in our head making that happen. We can go to our success guide and learn how to form, in other words, how to have a conversation with person, people, and ask questions that makes it easy. Everything that you need in order to be successful is already in your success guides. We're okay with our children telling them a little bit of practice is perhaps going to be required in order for you to get better and deserve to win. What about ourselves? What about if we truly understand that perhaps a little bit of practice is required in order for us to deserve to win? The great thing about an activity-based business is that you can focus on the activities. You can do those activities. You can do them with a coach or mentor, and through doing those activities together, you will get better. And the payoff, as I said, is amazing. It's an amazing lifestyle for you and a quality of lifestyle for you, for your family, for your church, and for your community. But it's also an amazing lifestyle also for the people that you introduce into the business. I love the way Bobby Knight put it. He said, everybody has the will to win, but few have the will to prepare to win. Listen to what Bobby Knight said. Everybody has the will to win, but few have the will to prepare to win. Let's go out there and prepare. As I said, I believe the seeds of greatness are within all of us. As I said, I believe, we believe with every fiber of our being, with every cell of our body, that what you need in order to be successful is already within yourself. We just need to be willing to let it out. We first of all can do it with prayer. We can have a white, hot, burning desire that we'll do what's necessary, that we'll have the discipline to do what we know we should do, even though we don't feel like doing it, so that it will come out of us, and then we will practice. In other words, we will repeat that process till we go out there and find the people that we're looking for, because we understand what it is that we're looking for is a fantastic payoff in terms of a great life for ourselves and the people that we introduce. Don't undersell yourself. Be a fantastic example, because remember this, what we learn here can be used anywhere. These are great examples for our children. As they will go out into life, as they can apply them in school, they can apply them in sports, they can apply them in life. These are principles that truly make a difference everywhere. Why is it that we would be afraid to say to somebody, you need to put some wood on that fire in order for that fire to burn? You need to practice a little in order to become good at what it is that you want to become good at. Understand, we've chosen an area that when we become good at it, the payoff is absolutely fantastic in terms of quality of life and in terms of lifestyle. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Be that example that you want to be. Be that person that you want to find. Be that example for other people that understand that you're willing to pay it out and practice a little bit in order for you to get better. Be the example of a person that's willing to grow. Because I want you to go to bed tonight and say, I am a person of greater value today than I was yesterday. Then sleep well and know that you've grown that day. So remember, what did I say? I want the action step tonight to be, when you go to bed, you can say with a resounding yes, you can say with true confidence and certainty, I am a person of greater value today than I was yesterday. Sleep well, and then go to bed knowing that you've grown today. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day. We love every single one of you and look forward to speaking with all of you on the tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
Wow, man, he is rocking. I'm rocking. You know, it's the commitment and the dedication. Now, I don't know if I fully agree with Garrett on the fact that men and women were created the same, because my wife's never looked as bald-headed as I have, but I think the underlying message that he was getting was, you know, we all have the same opportunity. God gave us that, and it's up to us to make a difference. You know, I had breakfast with my 18-year-old son. He called me at 6 o'clock, said, Dad, let's go meet for breakfast before you get started on the radio today. And I said, you bet. And we're sitting there, and he said, you know, he goes, I want to get out of food service. He goes, I want to live the same type of life that you and Mom live. I don't want to be tied down to a 9-to-5 job. What do I need to do to really get it kicking up? And, you know, it's fun because I was able to show him all my mistakes and say, you know, now I'm being mentored by a man named Matt Jameson, who is a guru on the Internet. Let's just copy what he's doing and we'll make this thing work. And it's like, that's what it's about. When your son comes to you and says, I see it, I want to be a part of it, I don't want to have to worry about money, I don't want to worry about where my family's going to be, that's when you know your commitment level's gone to where it needs to, because they're seeing it. And Matt, I want to thank you for all the stuff that you've given us as we've grown on your team. But, dude, this is rocking, man. You're doing a great job. I can hardly wait till your baby girl's ready to roll.
Oh, and she's been listening to, you know, I get a paycheck from a little tiny nutrition company in Utah. For 9 years straight, every single Friday. I haven't really worked the business in 6 years. It's truly residual, but they sent out what they call a Life Master CD. It comes with every auto ship package.
Yeah.
And since my daughter's been 2 or 3 years old, all she wants to do is listen to those Life Masters, because that's all Dad does. And it's ironic, because I'm sitting here cranking down the highway on the way to the airport, flying out to Las Vegas for a business meeting, and I got Tony Robbins in. I'm on CD 6 of Lessons in Mastery, and don't you know that Garrett comes on the line and talks about exactly what Tony's talking about as I'm driving down the highway to the airport? I could not believe it. I just about drove off the road.
That's what it's about.
I couldn't believe it. I'm serious. I couldn't believe it.
That is what it's about right there, man. It's when you start to realize everybody's on the team is on the same page. You know, we're all out there growing personally. We're wanting our kids to see it. You know, John, you're the young one, but dude, it's like watching all this stuff rock. You know, you've got to get excited when you see what the team's doing and how it's self-development.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. I mean, the fire and the passion. I know how Garrett was talking about that burning desire. It's amazing how where it can be completely viral or contagious in a very positive way for every single person to have that same feeling. I mean, you know, the thing that stood out for me the most is when Garrett was speaking about you have to be the example. He is continually the example for everybody else. Matt, you're always the example for everybody. Troy, I hear you on the other side of what's going on with the business. You're an example. Jim is my example. Now, I mean, it's me. I'm really focusing and starting to become the example myself for everybody on my team. You know, it all gets transferred downward as everything works. I mean, one thing from my military experience that I did learn is that you had to lead by example. Even though you were given a rank and the rank with rank came authority, you still had to actually be that leader. Even if you didn't know what you were doing, you had to be the example of dedication. You had to be the example of commitment. And you also had to be able to be there to teach anything that you could to your soldiers so that they knew how to do the job correctly and also with honor and dignity. I mean, it's funny how all those aspects and anything that you want to be successful in your life, they all transfer over into any single thing you do. Me being very new to this industry, I can't, you know, if I could put into words as best as I could, this has been the most life-changing experience for me. I mean, Matt was just talking about how he was listening to Tony Robbins and Garrett was just talking about it. I mean, to me, I call that a positive affirmation. It's almost like you know you are on the right path, because if someone who is successful is talking about something and you're seeking knowledge and it correlates together within a very specific amount of time, it's like an arrow pointing you in the right direction to continue on and not quit.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth?
Wow.
I mean, that,
John, that's awesome. I love you, buddy, man. You don't even know what's about to happen to you over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, my friend. And you're working with some of the core best people, leaders, just in this industry and wholehearted, genuine people at large. And, buddy, hang on for a ride of your life.
Well, you know, Matt, you hit something there, because John is unlike a lot of new people in network marketing. You know, he's a sponge. He's soaking it up. But he's taken that additional step. And because of some life experiences that have come to play, he's been able to literally get closer to his sponsor, his mentor, Jim Gilhouse. And I'm thinking before too long, I'm going to start seeing smoke, man, on the northern horizon, because these two are just firing up Alabama and kicking this thing into high gear. And I know Jim just got on the phone to join us. Jim, what do you think about all the excitement on this call today?
Well, you know, I'm touched. I really am. Because one of the true measures of leadership is to be able to develop other leaders. And when I listen to this call as a ghost, and there have been a few times this week when I've listened in and you guys haven't even known that I was listening, and I hear what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it right now, because you guys have been on fire this week, man, and it's exciting. It's exciting to be a part of helping create that, but more importantly, it's a testament to the power of the industry, because when you see people that are out there knocking the ball out of the park, the greatest testament to anything that we can accomplish is when we can share our knowledge with other people and they can go out and do it better than we can do it ourselves. And God bless you, every one of you, man, because the content, the value that you're adding to everything that Garrett and Sylvia are doing on a daily basis and putting it out there for God and everybody to use, enjoy, and grow from, man, I'm speechless. And Troy, you know that doesn't happen very often.
No, man, that's hard to do. And I'll give you one, Jimmy. And I was on the phone yesterday with a top leader, not in network marketing, but in a corporation called Giant Impact. It's a company that John Maxwell launched many, many, many years ago. And in the last couple of 3 days, we've been communicating because we're getting ready to have the 10-year Catalyst Conference. And he's been jumping on and listening to some of these calls on the web, and he is like totally stoked about what we're doing in an industry that's totally vertical to theirs. But he goes, man, you guys are on fire. He goes, I wish everybody I've ever talked to in network marketing was on fire as much as you guys. So the word's really getting out there to people that there's at least one organization in the industry that's saying, we're not buying into the recession, we're not going to be victims, we're going to go out here and be dedicated at not just building our business, but spreading the information that we know to all the people that want to listen so that they can grow their businesses, so that they can change the life and the legacy of their families. And I'm telling you, the call keeps getting bigger. More people are listening on the stream, on the web. You know, guys, I tell you something that all you guys need to know. I'm working on a platform right now so that we can launch this as a real 24/7 radio station and really get these messages out. So, man, we got some stuff that's going to be kicking butt in the next few weeks.
That's exciting. That is truly exciting, because what we're doing, in my mind, is we're paying it forward with free information, with free training for anybody. And that, you know, when people have the ability to do what we have the ability to do with this show, which is go to their computer literally anywhere in the world, listen in any time that they want to, and even be able to download the archives of the show, put them on their iPod, their iPhone, or any MP3 device for that matter, take those with them and listen to them at their convenience, you have the ability to put positive information into your mind and feed your mind with food for thought that will help you grow both as a person, it will help your business grow, it will change your life if you put the positive information into play and use it on a daily basis. You know, there's a saying that says that, you know, today is the first day of the rest of our lives. How we choose to use it, how we choose to embrace it and seize the day, determines the rest of our life. In fact, there's a brand new book from Chris Gardner, who is the gentleman that the movie by Will Smith was based on, In Pursuit of Happiness. And that new book titled Start Where You Are. That's a powerful expression right there, start where you are. Because it doesn't matter where we are in life, any of us for that matter,
mm-hmm.
we all have the option of treating today as the first day of the rest of our life and building from it, embracing new ideas, feeding our mind, and just going after anything that we choose to, anything we have a burning desire to accomplish. If we plug in to leaders, mentors, submit our ego to these people and allow them to train us and mentor us. I mean, I'm so honored to be a part of Garrett and Sylvia McGrath's organization and to be able to learn from them. I'm even more honored to have you guys as part of our team and our family, that it's not even funny, because the law of modeling dictates that you are the sum of the five people that you most closely associate with. Your attitude, your demeanor, everything about you, to include your dress, your income, your lifestyle, the types of homes that you live in, and vehicles you drive, everything is driven by the law of modeling. And it just, it warms my heart to see the kind of people that we're attracting into this industry and into our own business, because this industry is finally starting to come into the light and receive the recognition that it deserves, because we spend so much focus and energy on building people rather than promoting products or services.
Man, I'm 100% in agreement with that. And it's fun to be able to see people understand that at a brand new level coming in. It's great to be able to see top leaders starting to really spread the news that it's about that. You know, I read a story not too long ago. Art Williams had walked into a sports game down in Texas, and the guy that met him at the door happened to have been in A.O. Williams many years ago, and he looked at Art and he said, "I just want to thank you." And Art said, "Well, what are you thanking me for?" And he said, "I was never a nobody. I was always a nobody in your company. I wasn't a big RVP, anybody that walked across stage." He goes, I never sold a life insurance policy. I never invested anybody's money. But the training that you gave me and the training that I got in the office for the couple of years that I was there allowed me to propel my career here at the stadium. And I went from being just a small usher to running the whole stadium in Dallas, Texas. And it just shows, even if people on your team may not be the success that you think they ought to be in your company, if you're focused on helping them become a new person, helping them stretch beyond their limiting beliefs, I guarantee you somewhere down the road, you'll receive a phone call, an email, a letter, something where somebody will say, "Thank you for pouring into my life when I wasn't that big producer on your team, because it made the biggest difference, and here's what happened." And those are the stories, Jim, that I get so excited about, because I've had a few on my own team that way. And I look at John and see him fresh and starting out, and I get so excited to be able to know that I've started a brand new relationship with a new friend, somebody that's going to be in this business, that's going to be able to see it and hit their goals. I've got Matt, who is just one of the most passionate people that we've ever seen. I've got you as a mentor. And, you know, it's just powerful. And Johnny, in the last few seconds, we've got less than a minute now, I want you to close out this call and close out the radio show with your tidbits of passion like you did yesterday.
Okay, this is what I got for everybody. Everybody who's in my situation, being brand new to the industry, I want every single person to understand that this is real. This is real. The success you can achieve in your life is real. All you have to do is get with Troy, get with Matt, get with Jim, get with me. We're going to show you how this is real. I mean, all I can say is, if you don't sit there and choose now, when are you going to choose? I'm brand new. I didn't used to think it's real. It is 100% real. The success, the sky is the 100% limit. It's up to you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us today. Have a great God-filled day, just like Garrett says, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everybody.